Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Welcome to the Zeithaus, President Biden.
Biden, welcome.
Biden. Hi, I'm Jack. That's Miles. This is What's Trending.
Biney.
Remember that from Dexter? It's Inauguration Day. I don't remember anything from Dexter.
His brother that they found in a shipping container. Anyway, oof. Show's coming back. But yeah, what's trending? What's happening?
What's
it's Trump president.
I just got done crying laughing from an Artie Bucco clip, so things are good.
The little things, yeah. Nature,
the little things.
The earth is healing itself.
That's right.
Random Sopranos clips on YouTube are working again.
The inauguration went off without a storm. There was no storming happening.
Or the QAnon, the storm, either. Yeah.
That's yeah.
Oh, yeah. The storm. Yeah.
The storm. Yeah. I'm just very casual with my QAnon references these days.
Nomenclature.
So what do we notice? What's trending from the inauguration? Lady Gaga was extra. Read all about it. She had very strong, high school theater student. Vibes.
She was
like the theatricality of her performance. I don't know if that represents a high watermark or if that changes the way songs are performed like before events from now on, because it was just she was inhabiting a role.
It wasn't just hi, I'm here to sing. She's like, I'm here to fucking give props to the flag. Because when that part comes and she says, gave proof through the night that the flag was still there, and she
she
turned around and she was like, that motherfucking flag was still there.
I was expecting the flag to just burst into flames at that point.
The dress, the fucking...
The brooch, the life-sized eagle. Life-sized golden eagle. I saw a tweet somebody posted with that. You know the eagle that's on the dais in the Capitol? That's right. Like a giant. They were like, Lady Gaga's brooch has returned to its perch.
Remember when Ghostface used to wear that eagle bracelet?
Yeah.
It was like, it made that eagle bracelet seem like very minimal.
Yeah.
You know, like very toned minimalist. Down. And this is when Ghostface had a fucking like bangle with a full eagle on it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm old. Hey, remember when that 90s rapper wore an eagle on his wrist?
J-Lo is also trending for, her performance of a Woody Guthrie song that included
a historic
little moment. A historic moment where she also scattered a little bit of lyrics from her 90s hit, Let's Get Loud.
Yeah. I think this is probably, the internet is probably going to say this is one of the best moments of the inauguration. I think I agree. Tune into tomorrow's show where we cannot stop talking about it. But here it is for the uninitiated. I mean, justicia para todos. Let's get loud.
She did not scat it. She did not just ad lib that. That was a plan. Her whole life, not just the performance. Her whole life was leading up to that moment.
Oh, and you know, I'm hoping that was not authorized. I'm hoping that was when LL Cool J wore the FUBU hat in the Gap commercial and platformed FUBU like that, where she just been like, you know what? What are they gonna say? After the president did that shit, I'm gonna get in a let's get loud. Trump is out. I honestly thought we were gonna go into a medley when we were.
Like, I did too. That. I thought we were headed for like some sort of Super Bowl esque medley of J-Lo hits.
I mean, remember LL Cool J was at Bill Clinton's inauguration in 93 and was like full on rap. Yes.
Hell yeah. Bernie. Yeah, I wish they had cut to Bernie when she said, let's get loud, just looking grumpy.
Single tear.
Yeah, single tear. That's the thing that broke them. Otherwise doesn't move. Let's talk about the pardons, because those officially came through. Yeah. A lot of rappers got pardoned.
Black, Lil Wayne. It's like, oh, right, you did this because you are only thinking about yourself.
Right.
Literally to save your ass, you just sold yourself out to be like, oh, Trump's platinum plan, he will listen to, get the fuck out of here. I'm really curious what happens with Lil Wayne. Like, I mean, he's one of those people where the music is so good, like people aren't going to put him down like that. But I'm curious what the jokes are that he will have to encounter, or if there are any. But
I mean, he can now come out and say like, oh, I just did it for, I mean, not that it matters because the election is over, but
yeah, that photo exists.
Yes.
Like it's over at that point, but yeah. And then the co-founder of Death Row was like someone Snoop was like secretly lobbying for to get, clemency as well.
Did he get it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
You know who didn't?
Joe Exotic.
Oh, we were just saying.
How did he do him like that?
He had the limo. The limo waiting. Bro, why did you do Joe Exotic like that? I mean, officially fucked over. I mean, what'd they expect? You know, stay strong, Joe. Bang them bars, brother.
I mean, the idea that he was going to get pardoned, like I wasn't fully, just because he believed he was, that he seems to believe a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Very confident. Very, very confident.
Stay strong, man.
Yeah.
Stay strong, Joe Exotic.
Because what, he's doing like a 20-year sentence, I think?
Yeah. Oof.
I mean, who'd have thought your just wild, ridiculous tiger business with all kinds of bullshit going on would get you there, but.
Yeah. Let's salute some of the, you know, there was a lot of talk about the wardrobes that people were rocking. Specifically, I was interested in all the Jordan 1s making an appearance.
Sneaker culture was in the building. They were Maisie Biden, President Jordan's granddaughter, Maisie Biden. Biden's granddaughter Maisie rocking some mids. There's a lot of debate over if they were the purple ones, if they're the Sisterhood ones. Okay, mm-hmm. fine. But it was clear to any sneakerhead. You're like, oh, no, that is a Jordan 1 toe box. I see.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the one that even Desus Nice, like Desus, I remember caught it immediately. He was like, yo, who the fuck just walked down the stairs in Dior Jordan 1s? for the uninitiated, this is a sneaker that is like truly like the height of just opulent sneaker culture, collab culture, where it's a Christian Dior and the Jordan brand collaborated on a sneaker. And I believe it retailed for, let me just make sure I get the retail price first, because this is a big detail. It retailed for $2,000. That's if you bought it from the website or whatever, you got the raffle to buy it legit.
Right. That's shockingly high for retail. Like you,
yes.
Like the most that even like the off-whites will go for is what? Like a couple hundred, 300?
Oh, retail? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like yeah,
they
retail.
Still don't reach that price. But I think with this, because it has like, you know, this Italian leather and blah, blah, blah. And it's very heightened. It's 8,500 pairs were made, $2,000. If you try and buy that on resale, and based on this man's height, I'm going to say he's about a size 11 and a half to 12.
Yep. Right.
That is at a minimum, an 11 and a half is $11,400. That's reselling for right now.
I'm an 11 and a half. It is a bad size to have.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people have it.
Exactly. Yeah. But then, like, so if you go up 12, 8,000. So either I want to know what Nicholas is up to, the man who is the husband of Kamala's niece.
Yeah.
Because, the kick game is bonkers. And also, hey, if you, maybe you got the replicas, you got the rep sneakers, maybe you're rep fam. Hey, I'm not knocking it. Coco's new pair looks damn near perfect. So who the fuck would know? Nobody will call you out in the inauguration. Mm-hmm. But $7,000 sneakers. I'm like, do we need to audit this family too now? The drip is too intense, but I must know. It's also just jealousy as a sneakerhead. How'd you get them? What'd you do?
How? I could see Republicans being that petty, but
could you?
This is a time of unity, Miles.
Right, right. And like, because already like there's talk of like Biden's Peloton being a security risk, like where we're getting the weird petty weird things that I could see like Mitch McConnell be like, and that young man had on Jordan 1 Dior's in the Wolf Gray Sail Photon colorway. They retail at StockX for a ridiculous amount of money.
I would imagine that, Mitch McConnell thinks those shoes cost $25 on, just, they're tennis shoes, right?
Right. Because did you see that one time when Bernie went on Desus and Mero and they were looking at sneakers and they were holding up sneakers and like what they resell for? And like they showed him the Yeezy 2 Red Octobers. And when they told him it was over $10,000, Bernie was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, what is this earth?
What happened?
This shoe is that? No. And he was just like, he sort of just outright rejected the concept of it. He was like, no, we're not doing that. No.
just backed out of the studio, just repeating no. Just
yeah. Muttering. I mean, it's like, yeah, when you consider like that, but that's really the world we're in, where there are people who are wearing like, life-saving medications funding worth of shoe, on their feet and walking around. But yeah. Sneakers.
We are back to a place where our writer Jay McNabb can submit stories that aren't just a Canadian perspective gawking at our country. he wrote up a story about a newly released news that there's going to be a Willy Wonka prequel. Willy Wonka prequel movie. I tried to rack my brain for a character who I want a prequel for less than Willy Wonka, and I couldn't come up with one, because everything about Willy Wonka, like the Johnny Depp Willy Wonka character and movie, they had him like being like his dad was a mean dentist who forbade candy. Like it was just everything that was trying to give this character a backstory was just bad. Then there's also like very problematic shit about like where he kidnapped the Oompa Loompas from, a lot of I think the original text had it being like he went to
went to Oomphrica.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And like basically they are kidnapped slaves. So like all signs point to don't do this.
Unless it's like, you know, Queen's Gambit type shit where it's like the metal period of Willy Wonka. Like, let's not go too far back. Like when he was getting high off the candy, you know,
right,
what I mean?
and
like left Earth and he was wilding out and be like, oh, hold on, I have to get my shit together.
The rise of Wonka, where he's just like taking over and like killing other candy manufacturers, like in a, it's like sort of Scarface-esque.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
But so apparently Timothée Chalamet is the front runner for the part. It's been around and in the works for a while. At one point, Ryan Gosling was being considered, as was Donald Glover. Yeah, I don't know.
It's like origin stories of, I don't know, it's weird because you can't, like, when you know there's a darkness to a character and you try and do this, like, weird, fun, back, like, prequel type thing, it kind of sort of betrays what the actual character is. And, because, I mean, oh, here's the thing. Would you watch the, you know, Darren Aronofsky fucking Willy Wonka biopic pre-story? Like, that's the, like, you want it to honor how dark you actually think that story is.
I didn't think the Joker was great, but it at least like had a very coherent vision of, like, that was an interesting one because it was an origin story, but it was like, it's not like they just dissected the character of the Joker and like pulled out like different like pieces and was like, and here's where this comes from. And right. He's called Solo because he showed up to a restaurant by himself. Yeah. And that's not his last name. That was
Party for One.
Actual part from the Han Solo origin story. Apparently, so I was trying to think of worse origin stories that could possibly be in the works, and reality beat me to it. Cruella De Vil has one. That's apparently later this year we're gonna.
What do we need? Why do we need to add depth to the fucking cigarette
puppy
smoking?
Yeah,
like
we see her take her first smoke. We see a puppy like nip at her heels and trip her or something. I don't know.
Her
man,
dad didn't let her have puppies.
You know who I want to see an origin story for?
Oh.
Quint from Jaws. I mean, that's a very me answer, but I would watch the fuck out of that.
Quint probably saw some shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Quint definitely
that's
saw
where,
some
like,
shit.
Do you want to know what he's, do you want to look through those eyes?
No, that's a good point. Probably not.
Because he's the one who says it's like a doll's eyes, right?
That's right.
Like, I don't,
black,
I want to, like,
lifeless.
Where, yeah. Like, when he, like, realized that you, to use that phrase, like, that moment, I know there's, mm-hmm. like, Quint is haunted.
Yeah.
It's just weird. Even you saying that, I'm like, nah, dude, that shit is too haunted for me. Like,
yeah. 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 That would be
but
too much.
Darren Aronofsky, do Quint, actually. And maybe that could be just like a new portrait of what it means to be a fisherman or something.
Mm-hmm. And then finally we wanted to talk about another bullshit story that has had the most lasting power in the history of trending. So we last week, Miles, when you weren't around for one of the trending episodes, we talked about the fact that Disneyland is canceling their annual pass.
Right.
Then earlier this week, you were like, oh, we should talk about the fact that Disneyland's canceling. We were like, no, we talked about that last week when it first broke. Today it is still trending on Twitter that Disneyland canceled its annual pass. This is very big. And this is a story that has, like, we've seen stories trend because they're changing and there's new developments. This is just a single announcement.
Yeah.
It's the same story. People are just sad that it happened and waiting for them to announce exactly what they're going to replace their annual pass with.
This is like the less toxic storming of the Capitol. It's like for these people who are like, I need my Disney. What the fuck?
Right.
And what's happening to it? Because, man, that AP life, that's something else. You know, I have APs in my family and
really?
Friend group. Yeah, not like too many. Like, not in my immediate family. Like, you know, cousins and things like that. Shout out to the APs. And then, like, people I know who are, like, low-key AP people, annual pass holders. You've seen, everybody's seen the sticker that people have on their car. It's cool. I hope you find peace. Because the other thing is right now, Universal Studios just took a shot at them from their Twitter account. They said, hey, pass members, we just want to let you know that we love you.
Ooh.
And it's like, fuck out of here, Disneyland. Y'all don't guys ever mean Universal ain't shit there. So
yeah, it's a whole subculture, people hanging out daily on the daily. In 1970, hundreds of what they call yippies, which is a wave of like the Disneyland social club, conquered Tom Sawyer Island, climbed the Main Street flagpole, blocked major thoroughfares, got into fights with park guests, and forced an early unexpected closure.
So I guess that was the beer hall push of Disneyland. Interesting.
The Hitchhiker Social Club. I think there was the Magic Rabbits, the Main Street Elite Social Club. You know, shout out to all y'all.
Yeah, if you are a angry Disneyland annual pass holder, let us know. What recourse do you have? They'll give you your money back, right? Is it that bad to not go to a theme park?
Yes. Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah, I guess worse. So. It would be interesting to like see if they all just found new places to hang out. Like they all just migrated to different.
That would be like they troll at Universal. They're like, "What's up, pussy?" Like you're like, "Oh my god, what the fuck is this? What happened?"
White Rabbit Social Club is what I was talking about.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, I hope you find something, but it's not going to be in California.
Yeah,
it's all kinds of bad here still.
All right, guys, that is going to do it for this trending episode on Inauguration Day. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show with Jamie Loftus. It's a good one. Yep. We talk more about the inauguration. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. Stay inside. And don't do nothing about white supremacy.
Well, I mean, do you have to say that anymore since Biden's president?
Yeah, actually, that's right.
Relax. Biden is president. Okay.
And he said it. He stole.
Yo, exactly. You know what? Props where they're due. First president to say the magic words out loud at the inauguration. So, you know, that's one step now. Walk all the way through the door. Don't just knock.
All right, we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.